So today I am starting a new episode. I really hope you like it. So it's gonna be about snakes, and you know, snakes are awesome. So
shut up! I'm not talking to you. So I need to get a book about snakes. If I can find my freaking book about snakes. Yeah, I need my reptiles book. Do you know where it is? Oh, there it is. Oh, okay, it's in my bag. Oh, shoot! Never works out like I want it, you know? Like when you're trying to do something and it doesn't work out however you want it. Okay, reptiles and amphibians, wild berries and crap like that. Okay, so every day I will be reading you guys a page of the, you know, the, like, all right, so actually, I'm going to turn this into basically all animals that I like, which I like every single animal in the world. So I will start that right now. This is just going to be its own episode because, you know, I'm not going to make this episode 15 freaking hours long. Okay. Thank you very much for listening, and be sure to listen to the next one. Thank you. Bye. All right. Hello, everybody. So today I'm starting with the common musk turtle. Okay, so its family is musk and mud turtles. Its size can be 3 to 5 inches, which is 7.5 to 13 centimeters. It is a turtle. Turtles are reptiles. All right, so its description is narrow, domed, olive to gray upper shell, small lower shell with inspicuous hinge, large head with a pointed snout. Two light stripes on each side of head and neck, often faded in older adults. A blunt, horny nail on the end of male's tails. Female has short tails. So now you know how with common musk turtles, okay. Eggs, their eggs and young. 1 to 10 eggs once per year. Hatchlings emerge in 60 to 90 days in August and September. Sex depends on the soil temperature. Hatchlings grow to full size quickly. Males mature sexually at 3 to 5 years old, and females to 8 to 10. Wisconsin origin and age. Wisconsin and Michigan native. 50 years or more. Its habitat is permanent water bodies such as ponds, lakes, and rivers. Over winter, it spends its time underwater, burrowed into mud under submerged logs or beneath overhanging riverbanks and muskrat houses. Its food is aquatic insects, snails, crayfish, small fish, tadpoles, aquatic plants. It's usually smaller than the more common painted turtle, which is on page 53, which will happen soon, which has a flatter upper shell and many prominented yellow or white stripes on its neck. Blanding's turtle, page 67, which we also get to, also has a high domed upper shell but has a distinctive yellow chin. Ooh, Blanding's turtle, they're beautiful. I love them. Alright, so Stan's nose. Notes. Rarely away from the water, basks on logs and rocks in shallow water. In hot weather, moves to deeper water, overwinters in shallower water when the water temperature drops. It gives you a musky substance from its glands on its sides, discouraging predators to eat it. Sometimes called stink pot, prays for raccoons, skunks, and otters. Mates in early April and May. Females lay eggs in a nest or a cavity, or sometimes under logs, often barely covered up. Up to 80% of its nests are plundered, aka predated. Okay, so its status is in Wisconsin. It is stable, but you won't find it near Bangor or Upper Wisconsin. And in Michigan, it's stable, but you won't find it in Upper Michigan because, you know, it's freaking cold. You know, like by where I am. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that is today's. I am really glad that you are.
I'm glad that you are listening if you are. So thank you, and I will see you later because I am going to do multiple episodes today. Okay. See ya. Bye. Hello, everybody. So hopefully you listened to my last segment for my episode. So today I am doing the spotted turtle. Scientific name, Clemmie's guttata, I think. So it is a turtle and it's a reptile. So its family is pond and box turtles. Emidere, something like that. Its size is 3 to 5 inches. Okay. Which is 7.5 to 13. Hey, that's the same as whatever the heck the common musk turtle centimeters. And so its description is many, many small yellow and orange spots on the upper shell, sometimes no spots, and skin. Cream to yellow lower shell plastron, edged with black blotches. Male has brown eyes, tan to dark chin, and a long, thick tail. Female has red, orange to red eyes, a yellow chin, and short tail, thinner than that of a male. Eggs and young, 3 to 8 eggs once per year. Hatchlings emerge in August and September or over winter and underground in the following spring. Sex of the hatchlings depends on the soil temperature. Young nearly double the size in the first year. Males mature sexually at 7 years. Females at 10 to 14. Odin, no! Bad! Alright, so origin and age, Michigan natives, 30 years or more. Habitat, permanent bodies of water such as ponds, small lakes, low rivers with mud bottoms, or wet or boggy areas. Overwinter, burrows into mud and shallow water. Its food is worms, crayfish, aquatic insects, small fish, tadpoles, aquatic plants such as algae, water lily, and duckweed. Compare Blanding's turtle, page 67, which I told you last thing. I will get to that. I mean, we are on page 45 because there's like 100 pages before this. Okay. Blanding's turtle is larger and lacks spots. Look for small dark turtle with yellow and orange spots. All right, stains and notes. Most often seen in early spring, basking in some, rarely seen during summer. Moves when shallow breeding ponds dry up and becomes dormant, estivus. Becomes like it hibernates basically when it becomes too hot. Typically found in shallow ponds with painted turtle, but also seen walking on land. Oh, that's cool. Mates in March and April, some mate in fall. Males often fight during the mating season, establishing dominance. Populations have declined over the past 50 years due to habitat loss, draining of ponds and wetlands, and reptile collectors who value the unique shell. Okay, that's messed up. You gotta be honest about that. Yeah, it's a cool shell. Take pictures! Okay, so it's only... From what this tells me, it's only in Michigan and it is threatened. So that is crappy. Okay. So thank you very much for listening if you did. And alright. So I'm going to be doing another one again because, you know, I like doing these. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you.
He's an animal lover.
Oh, and also I forgot to tell you this is made from Saint Tequila, Reptiles and Amphibians Food Guide. Please get this. It's for Minnesota, Washington, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And goodbye! Hello, everybody. So today, or now, it's the third one in one day, so that's a lot to listen to. Okay, so I'm doing the false map turtle, and it's, oh my god, its scientific name is hard to say. Potamus Pseudodigraphia. So it is a turtle, which is a reptile. Okay, so its family is pond and box turtles, Emidia, same as last time. Alright, size, so the male is about 3 to 6 inches, which is 7.5 to 15 centimeters. The females is 5 to 10 inches, which is
13 to 25. Yeah, women are awesome, boy. Centimeters. So, description: olive to brown, upper shell with a network of narrow yellow lines, like contour lines on maps. Ridge keel is very distinctive, toothed and black tipped. Toothed outside edge of shell near tail. Pale yellow to cream lower shell, dark brown to olive skin with many thin yellow lines on neck, legs and tail. Yellow eyebrow crescent behind each eye. Male is much smaller than female. Eggs, 10 to 20 eggs twice per year. Hatchlings emerge during September and following spring. Sex of hatchlings depends on the soil temperature. Origin and age: Minnesota and Wisconsin native, presuming 20 to 25 years. Habitat: large rivers, Mississippi and Wisconsin rivers. Overwinter underwater in groups with other map turtle species, wedges in log jams or tree roots under exposed planks. Aquatic insects, fish, snail, aquatic plants. Compare nearly identical to Ottawa map turtle, page 49. Oh, that's the next two pages. And common map turtle. Oh, this is false map turtle. Okay. Page 51, which we'll get into soon. Two different examine the yellow marks on heads. False map turtles. False map has a crescent-shaped yellow marking behind each eye. Stan's note: this is one of the three map turtle species in Minnesota and Wisconsin. This one is not found in Michigan. Like other species, false map turtle emerges in April and is most active during daylight hours. Basks in the sun and logs in large groups, up to 50 individuals, often stacking on top of each other. Very shy, slipping into water if approached. The thin yellow lines on upper shale carpus. If exposed to skin of map turtles, like contour lines and maps, hence the common name. All right, so status is, in Minnesota, they are stable, but in Wisconsin, they have special concern. Okay, if you live in Bangor, you might find them up here. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you for listening. I'm going to be out in just a moment if I can get my iPad to work. Like, oh my God! All right, so remember to check this book out. It's an awesome book, Minnesota, Washington, Michigan, Reptiles and Amphibians Field Guide by Stan Tequila. All right, awesome book, and thank you for listening if you did, and I will see you soon. Bye! All right, hello everybody. Yes, so today, right now I'm doing the Ouachita map turtle, aka Grampitimus Ouachitosis. Its family is pond and box turtles, Epididae. So the male is 3 to 6 inches, which is 7.5 centimeters to 15 centimeters. Females are 5 to 10 inches, which is 13 to 25, which is awesome, centimeters. Alright, so its description is olive to brown upper shell, in young turtles a network of thin yellow lines, in older turtles usually very dark without lines, distinctive toothed keel, toothed edge near tail, pale yellow to cream lower shell with dark marks, dark brown to olive skin, with several thin lines like contour maps on a line, on the neck, legs and tail, large yellow rectangular or oval spot behind and below each eye, yellow mark on lower jaw, bright yellow, occasionally bright white eyes. Male is much smaller than female, with longer tail and elongated claws. Alright, so eggs and young. 7 to 15 eggs twice per year. Hatchlings emerge during September and the following spring. Sex of hatchlings depends on the soil temperature. Origin and age, Minnesota and Wisconsin native, presuming 10 to 12, or 20 to 25 years. Habitat, large rivers, Mississippi and Wisconsin rivers. Over winter, it stays in underground in groves and with other mature of the species, wedges and log jams and tree roots under exposed banks. Food, aquatic insects and plant charon. Compare the false map turtle, which was the last page. It has less promotional facial marks and a yellow eyebrow marking behind each eye. Stands notes. Rarely seen by the average observer, this map turtle is found in only several southeastern Minnesota counties along the Mississippi River, and only a few southwestern Wisconsin counties that border the Mississippi and other large rivers. Like all members of the genus Crampius, the male is much smaller than the female. Male has a longer tail than the female and elongated claws, nails, and it has four feet for quartering her during mating. Okay, so status is Minnesota, it's stable. In Wisconsin, it's stable. Okay, so that is all I have for that. So, oh wow, I actually finished pretty early, earlier than I used to, right? I mean, every one of them was like 4 minutes long, like what the heck? Okay, so make sure you remember, check out Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan. Yeah. Reptiles and amphibians, be guys, but Stan Tequila. I don't know if I'm saying your last name right. I'm sorry, Stan Tequila. Looks like Tequila. Yeah, I've been saying it right. Bye! Hello, everybody. So today, right now, I'm doing the common map turtle, Grampitis geographia. It's a turtle, which are reptiles. All right, so family pond and box turtles, Emmididae. Size is male is 4 to 6 inches, 10 to 15 centimeters. Female is 7 to 12 and a half inches, which is 18 to 32 centimeters. Olive to brown upper shell carapace with thin yellow lines that contour lines on maps. Distinct real ridge keel. Sawtooth marginal scutus near tail. Pale yellow to cream lower shell. Brown to olive skin with thin yellow or green to orange lines, more pronounced than on carapace. Some yellow dot or spot behind each eye. Male has more pronounced shell markings and midline keel than female. A thicker, larger tail and... And longer front claws. Female is larger and often has a smooth carapace with dark blotches and faint yellow lines. Okay, eggs and young, 10 to 20 eggs up to twice per year. Hatchlings emerge in September and sometimes in the following spring. Sex of hatchlings depends on soil temperature. Males mature sexually at 3 to 5 years. Females, 10 to 14 years. Origin and age, native presumed 20 to 25 years. Habitat, large rivers, overwinter, underwater in groups with other map turtle species, wedges and log jams and tree roots under exposed banks, food, clams, crayfish, snails, aquatic insects, fish, plants. Compare the Achotua map turtle, page 49, has bright eyes and yellow marks between below eyes and on lower jaw. Painted turtle, page 35, has a bolder 53, has a bolder yellow on head and neck. Stands notes, a highly aquatic turtle that prefers large rivers with quiet backwaters and oxbows. Its specialized diet of clams, crayfish, and snails makes it a unique species. The female is well known for its large, powerful jaws, which crack open clams and snails. Common name comes from the thin, concreted lines on the shell of young turtles resembling a map. Okay, status in Minnesota, stable. Wisconsin, stable. Michigan, it's stable. Okay, what? Okay, Okay, so I feel like I've caught these before because I recognize these guys a lot. So again, I'm. Oh my god, no! Yeah, they look really similar. Like, oh my god, yeah. We've definitely caught a common map turtle a lot. Isn't that weird? I didn't know these were real. Like, I just thought they just looked different. Ooh, we haven't caught any midland ones. But, alright, thank you for listening, and we will see you later. Bye!
We have 1,000 likes!
Just listen to it, and make sure you comment, and make sure you like my channel, so you can listen to this crap all day, boy! Goodbye!